Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long. My feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Christmas?
Very good.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Nixmas. Got the dub on on the big day. Adam, you were liking that, I'm sure. Matinee.
I was hammered. early.
I thought the basketball was very good all around. Like, that was way more entertaining than any of the football.
Yeah, I mostly had NFL on. I was going back and forth for a little bit, but then I stopped. I think most of the guests wanted to watch football, too. I had some Giant fan friends there. Well, not friends, but family. What, did we eat anything good?
Ton of pasta, like 80 different cheeses, a lot of pasta, chicken parm, fish, steaks, everything.
Everything. The whole enchilada.
Steak, clams. Yeah, it was a party.
Okay.
We did the seven fishes.
Oh, you do that. Okay.
Yeah, but I only counted five this year, so I gotta send that to the review board and see what they say.
How was the bacala?
Bacala was good. We had a little. There was a crab cake. I might have had one or two of those, and then there was some steak also, so it was pretty good.
Nice.
I had what's called lobster Newberg. Ever heard of it?
No, but if it's lobster, I'm down.
Yeah, lobster Newberg. It's like, it's obviously lobster with like this creamy sauce, and you like put it with a little parsley on top inside of like this like croissant cup.
Oh, okay.
When you say Newberg, is that like Newberg, New York?
You'd think, right? But I think it used to have a different name. You know what? I haven't looked into why it's called Lobster Newberg.
Okay.
It goes way back, supposedly. My mother-in-law thought of this. And they ordered the lobster just from Maine. I don't know where in Maine, just from Maine. From the state, I guess. And it was amazing. Like, perfect. Like, for the freshest lobster. Came through the mail, the whole thing. And
awesome. It's kind of like... like a lobster cupcake type thing, like in a croissant, right?
Like, yeah, it's like croissant cup and this like creamy like type of sauce. I don't even know how to describe it. Almost like the
That's fun.
It's kind of almost like the lobster bisque base.
Oh wow.
Now I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, it was
I need that.
That was the main dish on Christmas. But yeah, ate a lot over the last week or so. So I think it's time to join Anytime Fitness and then stop going second week in February.
That's what's about to happen with us. It's about to be a busy month for me. So
there you go. But last pod of the year, 2023. Any highlights this year? Anything stand out, guys, to you, sports wise?
Positively, negatively, or both?
Both, I guess. Ooh. Like, what were the big moments?
Well, I mean, something called an Achilles pop. That's all I can really remember from this year.
Yeah, that stands out the most to me, for sure. Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's my lasting moment.
I think early in the year, sports were good. Like, I think the Super Bowl was incredible. Chiefs-Eagles, that was great.
That was a great game. Yep. UConn, yeah, another good one for Paul.
Oh yeah,
John Rahm winning the Masters over Brooks Koepka, you know, like a final day battle. That was good.
Good one for Juice. the Joker winning the
that was really cool.
Winning his first title. you know? We can all go home now. That was a great one.
I think that was surprising.
Surprising,
like,
okay.
Even though they were the favorite, I feel like everyone was kind of like, well, I don't know. You know?
Right. Right. And then, yeah, I mean, a lot of quarterbacks going down in the NFL this year. Every week, even now,
there's more and more every week.
Yeah, it's
nuts. This is solely my opinion, but I think this is the worst NFL season ever.
Ever?
Like, I don't know. As long as I've been watching it, I think this is... I think it's a culmination of injuries, but also quarterback play stinks. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we really were spoiled, and we were in the era of such great quarterback play, and now it's like come down back to earth a little bit.
Yeah, obviously Chiefs and Mahomes.
Who's playing it?
Oh, go ahead.
You can watch it, no matter what. Even if it's like a crappy, like two crappy teams, I don't think I'll watch. But if it's like a one-time game NFL, I don't care who's quarterback. I'll watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, Mahomes and the Chiefs, they've been, you know, underwhelming, obviously, with Burrow being out. I mean, it started out promising, right? Jets with Rodgers and Danny Jones with the Giants coming off that big, you know, playoff run last year and the win. And it all kind of went to shit pretty quickly. So... nothing really to look forward to rest of the season with our teams.
It's not just us, though. Like, think about it. Herbert's down. Burrow's down.
Yeah.
Mahomes and Jalen Hurts are healthy, but I guess their teams are struggling now. Yeah, it's just, like, a lot of unexpected. Like, Joe Flacco and the Cleveland Browns are killing it.
Of course.
it's just a very... interesting year. Like, someone I was getting Cousins. CJ Stroud, he got hurt. Cousins got hurt. So it's a little bit all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely brutal. Yeah, Flacco, it's a funny one, you know.
I was telling somebody though that if the Jets just got average quarterback play, right, I think they would have been really in a really good spot right now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Is Flacco just like, I mean, is it the Jets are just they just, you know, they're cursed when it comes to the quarterback position? Because, you know, Flacco couldn't even like move last year with the Jets. I think he had like one good game, like actually against the Browns in that last, you know, at the end there. And now he looks like, yeah, I mean, he's like lights out.
And, they
the offensive line is so good, though. He'd get killed behind the Jet offensive line.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's
it's
probably
not gonna, really him.
And he's probably gonna, yeah. Browns have a lot better line than the Jets for sure. And he's probably gonna light the Jets up tomorrow night on Thursday night. So that should be fun. Another national embarrassment.
I think the Jets are gonna win tomorrow.
You do.
Yeah.
State
I
your
think
case.
They're gonna destroy Flacco, and then with Wilson and Hall, you know, a couple of big plays, but I don't think they're gonna be able to move the ball against the Jet defense.
It seems like every other game.
Spread's pretty low. The spread is like 6.
Okay, that is weird. I mean, it seems like every other game the Jets play, right? Like they won last week. They were up big. They almost blew it. Unfortunately, they ended up winning. Week before that, they got crushed. The week before that, though, they won big. Week before that, embarrassed. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like every other week, yeah. So I'm expecting them to get blown out tomorrow night and then win in New England for the first time in a billion years.
Are they technically eliminated right now? Or
yeah, they're done.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're done. There's really nothing to play for, obviously. Would have been nice if the Commanders came back and won that game, but... Jets are going to finish, you know, with like the 12th pick or some bullshit like that. So.
Right. Yep.
And then the Giants. DeVito's sanity came and went faster than Lynn's sanity, right?
Hell of a run by our guy, Tommy DeVito. Jersey's finest.
Yeah.
It makes me question so much, right? Like, was DeVito like picked, like pushed by the owner? Like, why now all of a sudden is Tyrod, you know, he's DeVito gets yanked, Tyrod comes in, and now Tyrod's the starter for the final two games. Like, what happened? What changed?
Well, this and Juice, I want something you were kind of texting before the pod here is you want to talk about how I think the Giants aren't going to draft a quarterback. I think you were saying, I think this signals they are, because it seems like Dable can't figure out who he likes, and my guess is he hates all three.
I definitely think that Dable does not like Daniel Jones.
But we know, yeah.
But I also think that Joe Shane has seen enough from Jones that he's like, we need help everywhere else that I need to focus on. Because the comment that he made in the presser a couple weeks ago was, like, somebody asked him, like, why do you believe in Daniel Jones? And he's like, because I've seen it, right? I've seen – because Jones has had games where, like, the Colts game last year to get into the playoffs, the playoff game against the Vikings, the second half this year against Arizona. There are games where he shows, like, hope, like, yeah. glimpses of something good. But I don't know. I think they should probably get a quarterback.
I 100%. Adam, what do you think?
Well, I mean, first of all, the Tommy DeVito thing, like, we all loved it, right? But, I mean, it was a lot of smoke and mirrors there. It's not like he was in here throwing for 400 yards a game, throwing for five touchdowns. So, I mean, like I said, hell of a run. But, I mean,
I think we buried him. We dedicated a whole pod episode, like the last one to him.
Yeah, that's it. He's done.
That was just 15 minutes. We buried him.
My thing is like we went through the quarterback stuff with the draft and how hard it is to land a guy, especially early. But if I'm the Giants, I think I'm just waiting to see what falls to me. And if it's a quarterback, I'm taking the quarterback because obviously that's the most important thing to do. But I'm not going to trade a bunch of assets to move up and try to get one of these guys because I don't think any of them are really bulletproof. And even if they were, like we've seen what the bust rate is in the previous years. So if you're going to give up capital when you need help all over the place, I don't think it makes a lot of sense. So if I'm the Giants, I'm just taking what's there. Like if it's a quarterback, if the best player is a quarterback, and you think the best player there is a quarterback, take the quarterback. If it's a linebacker, take the linebacker. But don't just be married to a position.
Yeah. And so what is that position? What do you think is the biggest need? Do you think it's the wide receiver?
Yeah, I would say wide receiver. They always need offensive linemen. Any kind of pass-catching weapon would be great because I think Waller's cooked also. And you know, quarterback too. But as far as the line, I'm just so shell-shocked after Evan Neal. So I don't really know what they should do with the line. I think maybe free agency might be a better option.
Okay. Juice, what do you want to do with on the draft?
So if they really believe a quarterback – like I'm thinking the LSU kid, if they believe in him, then take him. But if not, I think the dream scenario would be like if they pick four and three quarterbacks go 1, 2, and 3, and then we get like Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh yeah.
But if he's not there, then I'm fine with neighbors. I they need a lot of help on offense.
My guess is if the Cardinals are in that three spot, they're probably going Marvin Harrison Jr. But
they're going to stick with Murray.
Yeah, and
I think they're kind of stuck.
Yeah,
Murray wasn't bad though. Murray's been playing all right.
Yeah, and it looks like Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to sit out the bowl game this Friday against Missouri. Was it the Cotton Bowl?
Oh, really?
I saw that he's leaning towards that. All these guys are sitting out.
I'm sure. Yeah, all these top guys aren't going to play unless it's the playoff.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, unless it's the playoff. Absolutely. So, is like Bowers playing in the Orange Bowl?
I doubt it. I know the quarterback is playing back. He's coming back next year.
He's coming back, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Bowers, no. He won't play.
It's going to be interesting with the playoff because the 12-team playoff, because then that's, you know, that's a lot of players, good players who are going to have to play.
Right.
And they're going to have to play extra games too, you know, if you advance. Yep. So, that's going to make things interesting. But, yeah, I guess we're looking, you know, we still got 2 weeks here for the Jets and the Giants. obviously the Jets, they're going to be, you know, the elite offensive, especially if they win another game, the elite offensive tackles will be off the board. So I don't know.
I think they'll go to receiver if they're like that 9 to 12 range.
Yeah, probably.
Get like Neighbors or the kid from Washington.
Adunze. I wish. Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Would the Jets have lost their first rounder this year if Rodgers played? Was that the deal?
Yeah. It was like 65%, 66%.
Bart Scott was on the radio today, and he was saying that they were going to lose. Like, if Rodgers played, they would have lost the pick anyway. So he's like, the Jets should go all in. First pick, take a tackle, and then trade next year's pick to move up and get a wide receiver. And then just like,
wow.
Jeez. Aggressive. I don't know.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
I mean, if you're the Jets, like, how confident are you that you're getting like a year or two out of Rodgers?
Not very.
I think maybe they'll get one, maybe. But
He wants to, unless he's just blowing smoke up Brady's ass. He said he wants to play a couple years, like 3 years.
Yeah, he did.
If he was injury prone, I'd be a little bit more. But yeah, like, this was a fluke thing. He hasn't been injured his whole career, so
it was fluke. It just happened to be the Jets 4 plays in. Which,
yeah, so
just incredible.
Next year they'll start well and be like 8-1, and then he'll get hurt. That's
no, you know what'll happen. They'll get like 3 games in. He'll be playing amazing, and then he'll be walking in Manhattan, and Keith Olbermann will walk up from behind him with a car, shoot him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Bum. Where was I here? Yeah, so we'll see. Obviously, in a few weeks, we'll know their draft position better, and we'll speculate on this for, you know, the next 5-6 months. But it's good stuff. Speaking of college, we got the bunch of bowl games going on right now, but we got the college playoff on New Year's Day, which I can't wait for.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm super pumped. So Dave Portnoy putting $1 million on the Michigan Wolverines. Insane.
On that game or for the championship?
On that game. The Rose Bowl.
On that game alone?
That game alone. Okay. Yeah, crazy. I don't know where like that game's going.
$10 for us?
Yeah.
I think Bama's got a good shot.
I honestly think it's a pick 'em. I don't know what the line is right now. What is it? Anyone have that?
I think it was
1.5, something like that.
Yeah, it's a pick 'em, pretty much, right? Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know where I don't know where it's going. Obviously, the weather is great in Pasadena, so weather won't be a factor. It's 2 good defenses. I don't know. I don't know.
How do you bet $1 million against Alabama in a college playoff?
Well, I know. Yeah.
Well, he's a Michigan alumni, and obviously it's great for content. This is what all the Barstool guys do.
Right, true.
Yeah, they do these future bets or these big bets, and they get a lot of intrigue, you know, a lot of intrigue from it, and then like people will, like, ride the bet, and yeah, like, but $1 million is like, I mean, how much is Portnoy worth to just like be like, yeah, I'm betting $1 million? I mean, I know he's a Michigan alum, but holy shit.
I'd say over 100.
He's got to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
Easily over 100.
Wild. Wild. But yeah, I mean, the playoff, this might be the best playoff we've had so far, because the next game even is incredible. Texas, Washington. I love Washington. They've been slept on all year, and they just keep defying the odds. Michael Penix Jr. defying the odds. I think he got robbed of the Heisman. And I don't know. I have a good feeling about Washington. Go Dogs.
I like Texas. I think they beat Texas this year.
And not only that, like,
I like.
What's that?
No, I was going to say I like Texas.
I know. Yeah, it seemed like you were signaling in the chat you like Texas. So,
yep.
Honestly, I don't. It's going to be tough. I think all 4 teams could win it. I don't think there's a clear cut favorite here. And it's. Even Georgia could have been in this and been the favorite. You know what I mean? So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We got Georgia, yeah. Florida State. That's Saturday, 4 o'clock. That's the Orange Bowl, which could easily be like a part of the playoff almost. And let's see, Florida State can, you know, be like, you know, get the win. And
I never know what to make of these types of games, because both of those teams feel like they should be in the playoff and they're playing in a game that doesn't really matter. So I never really know what to, you know, what you're going to get out of these kids.
My guess is for that game, it's going to be, they're going to, I think both teams are going to be trying hard because they want to like kill the other team and like prove like, oh
yeah. Yeah. Maybe prove that we should be in their game.
We should be in there. Yeah. But we won't have to worry about it after this year. So, but pretty much every other bowl game, guys are sitting. It's like, whatever. Like USC's playing now. Caleb sat, you know, I think Bo Nix is going to sit in the Oregon game. Who are they playing? They're playing like Liberty or something. What's Notre Dame plays Oregon State, Liberty? Right? Tomorrow night?
I think Friday.
Or Friday? What's like, is Hartman playing? Like, who's playing for Notre Dame? Playing?
The quarterback is like some kid who won't even be on the team next year because they got Leonard. So he's going to transfer out. It's like kind of like a showcase for him for other colleges, whatever. But yeah, like Estime, the running back, like all these top kids aren't playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah. Like Syracuse, who, like, you know, Paul, you and I are big fans of now.
Yeah.
They get lost 45-0.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even matter, though.
Half the team didn't, like, even, they know they're gone. They didn't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were starting a tight end at quarterback. From Long Island.
Yeah, so it's like, whatever. Yeah, McCord was there. He was on the sideline. But, yeah, Drake May didn't play in the UNC game today. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
And I wonder what's going to happen to a lot of these bowl games next year, how they're going to do that.
I think they generate money still, though.
They do.
TV deals, they still make money.
Yeah. Yeah, they got all these funny names. Bowling.com was one of the bowls today. Like, what?
Yeah.
Duke's Mayo was one of the bowls.
Yeah,
that was gross.
All the reporters were like eating different mayos, like going to the. You saw that?
Yeah, they were like grossed out. It was pretty funny.
Oh my god,
sick.
So can't wait. New Year's Day. I'm so happy they put it New Year's Day. I wish it was like a little earlier in the day, because it's like I almost want to like wake up and just watch both games, but. I think they're at like,
what was the first game? Five, right?
Like 5 or 5:30, and then 8:45 is the second one. But it's better than New Year's Eve, in my opinion. So they, I think they made the right move.
For sure. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So for the next pod, we'll be recapping the championship if we, you know, go 2 weeks from now.
And probably have we'll probably know like all the playoff matchups maybe for NFL.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. That should be good. That should be good. Anything else in the NFL that we didn't get to?
Yeah, let's talk about Trevor Lawrence versus Daniel Jones.
That was crazy, the side by side there. I did not realize that.
And now you're starting to hear some chatter from like the national media, like, you know, he's pretty, when you put it together, he's been pretty overrated, right? And he hasn't caught a lot of flack. You know, that's what happens when you play in Jacksonville. But yeah, he was considered a generational talent. He's not even close.
Yeah, can't miss, they said. Well, yeah. I was in that boat also.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, if he didn't have that comeback last year, my God, think about how bad it really could be, you know, that kind of.
He hasn't improved at all. He's the same player.
Right. Right. Yeah, I don't know.
And how about Russell Wilson?
Denver. Yeah, so what was that about?
Oh, this was huge.
What was that about?
Yeah, that. So I was reading a little bit about it today. If he gets hurt, right, if he fails his March physical, they owe him an additional $37 million. So he's going to make $39 million right now for next year. And then if he failed it, he would make it. I don't know why or how that is in his contract.
Yeah, so he's getting another 37. So what they're essentially doing is they're benching him so he can't get hurt on the field, and he should be healthy for that physical in March.
So that is the craziest thing I've ever heard in a contract. So
yeah,
would they want to fail?
They asked him to void that. So like, hey, can you just void this so we can keep playing you, all that? And he said no.
So it kind of gave them. I think also it was. It's like known that when Sean Payton took the job, he's like, "This is, I'll play. I'll do my best with him, but this is not my quarterback."
Right.
That too. Yeah.
It took a while for them to get going, but once he figured out, all right, I don't need him to throw the ball. I'm just going to run the ball and play good defense, and they started winning. You know, it was fine. They're not winning because of Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Well, now they've, I think, lost the last couple, right? They lost to New England. Almost came back and won on Christmas
Eve.
Yeah,
that was a bad loss.
Yeah. So, so if he fails the physical, he gets an additional $37 million?
Yeah, on top of the 39.
So why would he want to pass? That's insane money.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I know is like Denver's trying to like screw him over.
Oh my God.
His agent deserves a raise for getting that in the contract.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Some of these contracts, it boggles my mind.
Crazy to say, like, for me, like, I'm thinking, Deshaun Watson got how many millions all guaranteed, and they're playing Joe Flacco winning.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. Where should we pivot to next? Let's talk about the Knicks, specifically Becky Hammond. We'll talk about Becky Hammond. The Knicks need a dude. Is she fucking serious?
She looks like a freaking dude.
Jalen Brunson is that dude. And thank God for Kendrick Perkins. He stepped in and, you know, backed it up.
What do people expect out of Brunson? Like, to average 50 points per game? What more do they need to see?
Yeah.
He's averaging what?
What do they want?
He's averaging, 28 right now? Or 25?
Dude took over the Cleveland series. He basically willed that whole entire Miami series. But he scored 40 in the game six. Like, what do you want from him?
Yeah, I think he's averaging, 20? I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think it's like 26... like 4 or 5 assists. I think he's shooting like 45 from three. I don't know if he's.
He had that 50 point game a couple games ago.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
I think he's teetering at 50, 40, 90 right now. I mean, it's.
And there's not like. I don't even care about the numbers. If it's a playoff game and it's a tight game, a couple minutes left, there's maybe like three people I'd rather have the ball than Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, he's arguably top three in the league in ISO ball, right? Like an isolation player, one on one.
So clutch, yeah.
Clutch,
yeah. He's awesome.
He's a dog. Yeah. So I don't know what the hell she was talking about. Hopefully she regrets saying that. And then Julius Randle. Randle's been playing. I mean, other than that first week or so, he's been unbelievable. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Randle's been playing really well.
Yeah. So.
It's just the Knicks got a little bit of bad luck with Mitchell Robinson getting hurt.
Yeah.
And then also the way the in-season tournament broke out, 24% of the games are against the Bucks and Celtics.
Yeah, yeah, they got screwed on that. And we got a nice win against the Bucks, but hopefully
they're playing good, but they have I think a little bit of a tough stretch starting tonight. Even now they're down by 7. To the Thunder, but they have a little bit of tough stretch. But then after the new year, like I want to say second week in the new year, schedules really lightens up because they've been playing nothing but playoff teams like this whole beginning of the year, and now they'll play everybody else.
Yeah. I feel like they never play at home anymore. Obviously, they had the two Milwaukee games, but I feel like the whole year it's like 75% on the road.
A lot. They had a West Coast trip that they did pretty well on, actually. With that, with Mitch being out, obviously there's a ton of chatter, rumors, DeJounte Murray and, Zach LaVine and obviously Donovan Mitchell and OG Anunoby. Who's this team ultimately getting? Because they need a big at this point. Hartenstein's been playing great, but I got to think if they're making a move, it's for a big, right? Or no.
Yeah, we need a big.
What's this beef that he has with Clutch Leon? Yeah, the Knicks front office has with Clutch.
When I saw that,
I guess it's because like CAA, they're competing agencies. I would think, right?
Yeah,
they compete.
Yeah,
for, they compete. Okay. They can compete. They probably had like, you know, maybe one stole client from each other, and it's like, you know, politics type.
Yeah, I feel like stuff. I feel like Leon and West, they were like the old Bucks. You know, they kind of like ran the show for years, and then who's this like nobody who comes in and is like taking all these clients? You know, I think that I think that's it, but there's probably more to it.
But anyway, like, do we need DeJounte Murray? Just pay Quickly 30 minutes a game.
Yeah, Quickly's playing like 4 or 5 less minutes a game this year. Yeah, exactly. He's Quickly's awesome. Just play him more. That's it. He's a good
defender. They're gonna pay. They're gonna have to pay him. They have to pay him.
I think they should. I think he's the third guy, right? RJ's a good player, but like, I think Quickly could be like the third guy. No?
For sure.
I don't know. With this team as it stands, I think this is as good as they'll never. This team as it's constructed cannot beat the Celtics, Bucks, or Philly right now. I think. I don't know. They need to do something, but I just think the something is not available. Like, I don't know if you're going to get Embiid. You're not getting SGA. You're not getting Giannis. So, even if you put... See, like, I think Jalen Brunson's better than Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I agree now.
I don't think Donovan Mitchell... Like, I want to get a player that's going to impact wins. That we get this guy, and now we're winning.
Yeah, I think... I mean, Brunson outplayed Mitchell in the playoffs the last 2 years, head-to-head.
Yeah, 2 years in a row. Exactly.
2 years in a row. So, yeah, I definitely can agree with that. I don't know. I don't know who this person they're trading. You know, maybe they just do the Bogdanovich move. You know, get some extra scoring. You know, you don't have to give up really anyone for that. So
there were other moves that I think that they were not savvy enough. Like, meaning if they could have somehow finagled like a way of getting Drew Holiday or getting Kristaps Porzingis or getting like Lauri Markkanen or something like that. Like, those are the moves. I don't necessarily think it's like you're going to trade a bunch of stuff and get Carl Anthony Towns. Like, and I don't know if that's really going to help.
Porzingis should have been the move. You were right.
Yeah. He's awesome. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Great fit also in Boston. And I think he would have been a great fit for the Knicks also.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they lost out there. I don't think Cat's going anywhere. Obviously, the T-Wolves are really good.
Yeah, number one in the league, right? Yeah. Or no, now I think it's tied with the Celtics, but yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know who the guy is, you know?
Markkanen.
Do you think it's Markkanen?
Nah.
So how do you play him? But how do you play? Yeah, how do you play him with, you know? He's a four, right?
I think they need more of center? Yeah, they need more of a guy who's like a rim protector too.
There's not many. No, there's not many.
He's not that. No.
You know who might be who's available? I think I thought I heard Bill Simmons talk about this with Russillo. Is like a Wendell Carter Jr. Magic, someone like that. Good.
Yeah.
Play center. You know, good player.
But you know what? I thought, you know, when Mitchell Robinson went down, I was like, oh man, he is. I think after Brunson, the most important Nick. I mean, that's being dramatic, but like, he does all the stuff that nobody else does, like play defense and get offensive boards and block shots. But I thought Adam made a really good point. I think I was talking to him about it. He's like, it might not be bad because unless you have Jokic or Embiid, the centers don't matter really. I mean, yes, they're important, but they're not as important as we think.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Yeah, we would definitely take that for sure.
It seems like the Knicks, and then I was thinking about when you said that, now I'm watching the games, the Knicks are still doing fine, we're winning games, and Hartenstein stepped up, and he's getting all the rebounds and playing great.
I'm starting to, it's so funny, right? We're so quick to jump to conclusions as Knicks fans, and we should, right? We haven't had much success in our Knicks fandom, but it's so hard to not think about, or, you know, to think about how, like, if Randall doesn't get hurt in that Heat series, what could have been, right? You know, like, you know, we still went to 6 games with them. how bad was the injury? It seems like it might have been worse than we thought.
Yeah, he had surgery right after.
Yeah. Like, we win that series. We had beat the Celtics 3 out of 4 games last year. Who knows? Maybe this Knicks team is good, is a contender, so to speak. Bobby Marks thinks so, right? Didn't he say that?
He picked the Knicks to the finals.
Yeah, right, maybe they are good to go. We're just, you know, maybe it's just a tweak in the coaching from Thibodeau. Maybe it's starting quickly or playing them more minutes. I don't know.
Everybody's looking for the Patrick Ewing to come to the Knicks and save the Knicks, right. But it might be smaller moves.
Or it might just be staring us in the face. It might be Jalen Brunson. I don't know.
And it might be, you know, Julius Randle being like just a really good number two.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, you know, maybe he becomes clutch in the playoffs finally. You know, just like little things like that.
But the thing is, like, I don't see this team beating the Celtics or Bucks. And that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
Maybe they could go 6 games with the Sixers, but I don't even think we'd have issues with Embiid. I think he would kill us.
Yeah. And Mitch being out now really for the whole year really, really hurts. Oh, he was having probably his best year. Sucks. Really sucks.
What about the Nets? How do we fix the Nets?
Yeah, is they're the Donovan Mitchell team according to your guy Bill Simmons, Adam.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see them doing that move. Whether or not they should, I'm not really sure. Like, it just feels like I just don't know if Mitchell is the guy who you trade your assets for. You know what I mean? Like, if the Nets do that, like, how much better are they than they are now? Like, let's say they're like a 7, 8, 9 team now. Like, what does that put them in? Like, 5th, 6th? I don't really like to trade all those picks, which I think are going to be really valuable now that I'm watching the Suns. I just maybe just wait and hang on to those picks and see what happens rather than cash in on Mitchell.
Yeah. Speaking of the Suns, real quick, what was the Woj comment about?
Oh, you mean
about Durant?
Katie's like upset with everything, and the front office feels like they're under pressure now already. Basically, is what he said on Christmas.
Unbelievable. Jesus.
Luka owns the Phoenix Suns too, man.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
Dropped 50 on him.
Yeah.
On the road and got the dub.
Is Luka the MVP right now? He's probably not. Like,
I'd say Embiid.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard to pick against Embiid. It feels like he went up from last year.
Yeah, because Luka's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just, can't deny him. Yeah, the Suns, I don't know what's happening there. You know, Booker was, he got caught on the mic yelling at one of his teammates, get back on defense, and then the Durant thing, and I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. Of course, there's like some Knicks fan accounts who are like already jumping to conclusions, thinking Booker's available. You know,
I was going to say KD if he was going to jump ship.
Oh, man. Too funny. They haven't even like, would they get like a half out of Bradley Beal? 2 quarters? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
he rolled his ankle pretty good.
Yeah. So who knows with that one? But yeah, the Nets, Adam, they're kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're stuck in a tough spot. The Ben Simmons thing really killed them.
Yeah, that sucks.
Then they got a decision to make with Nick Claxton because he's due big money. There was a big article in The Athletic that said there's GMs that expect him to get like $25 to $27 million a year.
Oh, jeez.
So, like, if I'm the Nets and I'm looking at that, I'm kind of looking to sell at the deadline. And then if I'm selling on Claxton, maybe I'm selling on a couple other guys like Dorian Finney-Smith, Royce O'Neal. Can I get a first-round pick for those guys? Because I just don't think it's – if you're not getting a star – like, if you're not adding a star to this group, I just don't see – I don't see the point in what's going to happen, which is probably a first-round sweep.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll have to see with that one. Are you upset – not upset, disappointed? That's not even the right word. McHale is just kind of what he is. Like, he's not a dude, so to speak, right?
I'm still kind of in on McHale. I think he's a little bit worn out, honestly. Like just from all the Olympic stuff and, you know, getting traded, playing 83 games that year, and then coming back, and it was travel. So I think he'll bounce back. I think this is just a rough patch.
True.
True. I don't want to put a ceiling on him, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
I'll take him off your hands.
Oh, God. Yes.
Well, if you do need a center, we have one Nick Claxton for you available.
No, Mikhail Bridges really, I think he's like the perfect fit for the Knicks. I think he is like that missing piece, if I'm being honest. But, you know, the wing defender type who can hit threes. And fuck, man, he should have been a Knick to begin with. I just can't believe how dumb this franchise is. Ugh, my God.
Yeah, they blow the draft.
They blew
it. Speaking of the draft, man, like, how about this kid on the Miami Heat again? They fight another guy.
How do they do it?
Hami. Is it Hami or Jamie? What do they call him? Hami?
Jaime.
Jaime Jaquez?
Jaquez.
Ridiculous.
I think Christmas Day, I think I saw him in a soda commercial. I'm like, how do they do it?
Heat culture. How do they do
it? Heat culture, man. They just find guys.
Yeah. Well, he was good,
when it comes
no?
to the draft, the Knicks can't pick our nose.
I know. But he was good, like, at UCLA, right? Wasn't he, like, a top?
He was really good.
He was All-American.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, you say that. You say he was really good. He was an All-American. He goes 18th to the Miami Heat.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
And then I saw something else on Instagram where it's, like, three guys. It was this guy, Jaime, Bam Adebayo, and Tyler Hero. Right before they were selected, they all had workouts with the Indiana Pacers. Like, they're all in Pacers gear. Had their workout with the Pacers, and then they get drafted by the Heat. I could find that. It was insane.
Speaking of the Pacers, Obi Toppin, our guy Obi, back to the bench.
Are they gonna fire Thibodeau now?
I knew that was coming.
Obi's not playing.
I knew that was coming. You were right, Juice. I still love Obi, but yeah, he's not. He's just, you know, he is what he is. Energy off the bench. That's what he is.
Yep. Role player.
Role player.
That's it.
Yeah. So are the Pacers, they're coming back down to earth a little bit after the little run there, right?
It seems like that in-season tournament took a lot out of the Lakers and Indiana.
Yeah. Even LeBron hasn't missed a beat, but yeah, the Lakers have been struggling. For sure. They're going to make a deal.
I really enjoyed watching all the basketball on Christmas. I know I saw a post saying like the NFL kills like the NBA on all ratings, but I was listening to a Mark Cuban podcast and he's like, yeah, they can all say whatever they want, but they all know like the NBA isn't consumed in that way. Like people don't sit down in front of the TV and watch NBA games. Like all the young kids now, they view the NBA through social media.
Well, that's funny you say that, Juice, because the next thing I was going to say, I saw someone post on, I think, Twitter about this, but if you look at the amount of followers to the NBA account on Instagram and the NFL account on Instagram, it's like way more NBA, which...
Yeah, like, I'll tell you right now, like, so Christmas just passed, my nephew, he is obsessed with the NBA, and he knows the entire NBA history through NBA 2K, and he watches, all he does is watch NBA reels, and there's like almost influencers. They're like you know this guy Mr. Beast for YouTube? Or like these gamers that do this stuff.
Yeah,
the NBA has a version, I forgot the name of it, and there are these guys that just talk NBA, create content for NBA for like little kids. And I can tell you, like, my nephew, he loves FIFA and he loves the NBA.
Okay.
And like, he got huge Ja Morant fan. I don't think he's old enough to understand like the gun stuff, but he like got all this Ja Morant stuff for Christmas because like on his 2K team, he like created himself and he's teammates with Ja Morant on the Grizzlies. So,
okay.
But I don't know. I think the NBA is just popular and viewed through social media rather than like TV ratings. And
yeah, that makes sense. I feel like House of Highlights, that account was kind of made for NBA over any other sport, right? Or is that the only sport they do? You know which one I'm talking about.
No, now they do everything. That's that dude Omar.
Okay.
He created House of Highlights and then he sold it to Bleacher and he's like filthy rich now.
Okay. But they only started out, I feel like, with NBA. And NBA, you know, it's more marketable, like, for, like, actual players. And, Yeah, they kind of own social media, while the NFL just kind of owns, you know, actual game viewership, which makes sense. It's like less games, and every game means more. And
with the NFL, it's all about the teams and the quarterbacks. The NBA, I think, is more recognizable, like stars.
Yeah, and there's sure. They're not wearing helmets, so you can actually see them. Absolutely,
right?
Yeah, makes sense.
More games,
but it was interesting. All year round. I saw some other stats. Yeah, it was like the four major leagues, NFL by a long shot had the most viewers, then NBA, then NHL, then MLB. So baseball is really in a tough spot. Like,
yeah,
that's
brutal. Baseball hasn't figured out how to like how to market its product.
It's just like an old man league now. Yeah,
NHL fans are so loyal too.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, MLB baseball's become just a local thing, right? You know,
yeah, it's definitely regional.
Regional, 100%. You know,
big time.
Yeah, so they're in a tough spot. I don't know what they're gonna do. I know they tried the pitch count thing; it didn't seem like it helped much. So,
is it popular in LA baseball?
Yeah, well, the Dodgers are huge.
Okay,
and there's a lot of Hispanics who love baseball. So yeah, it's huge there. I still think it's big in New York.
Yeah, for sure.
St. Louis, you know, the Cardinals are huge. I think Chicago, Boston, it's big. Boston, Philly. You know, that has their markets that are really good. But overall, yeah, it's not, you know. And I wonder where, like, college football kind of, if you put viewership in that top four pro leagues, I wonder where they would be. If they would be.
I think they're like three.
You think they'd be below NBA?
Barely.
I think they'd be ahead.
I think they'd be ahead,
too. They might
be
ahead.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You go to some parts of the country, or some parts even in New York State, like go up to Syracuse. They just follow college sports, college basketball.
Right, exactly.
Basketball.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like their pro team.
100%. Yeah. In the South, it's college football is religion. I mean.
That's it. Yeah. They don't even really mess with the NFL. It's college football.
Yeah. Like, you look at, like, Falcons games sometimes. It's, like, barely anyone there. Not barely anyone there. Yeah. But, like, it's nothing like it would be for like a Georgia game there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's crazy. Football, America's sport. Yep. All right. What didn't we get to?
I think we're missing something.
I know, right? Anything? Nothing.
Baseball. You got Yamamoto and Ohtani on the Dodgers. Juan Soto on the Yankees. The Mets didn't get anybody.
And that's the thing with the Dodgers being the West Coast. Like, how many games are we gonna even watch? Like, I'm not watching a Dodger game this year. No. Unless they're playing the Yankees.
No. And you know, they
spent $1 billion on two Japanese pitchers. It's
yeah. They're like the Yankees were in the 2000s. You know,
right.
Spending big money, but and not really winning that. Like, how many World Series have they won?
They won the COVID year, and then besides that, like, long time ago.
Right, because they went there a bunch of times recently, but they've only won it, the COVID year.
Yeah, which is, like, bullshit. 60 games and no fans, no.
Yeah,
so I was listening to when all the signings happened. The baseball experts don't even think it's like a guarantee that they're going to win the World Series or even come close to winning the World Series. They still think it's like,
Well, that's another.
Baseball is different.
That's another problem. Yeah, that's another problem baseball has is it's always the hottest team. It's never like the best team, right? I feel like anymore.
Yeah.
NHL is kind of like that too. It's like the hottest team. So it's tough.
But I don't like. What they give Yamamoto, like 325, 12 years, and he hasn't thrown one pitch.
Right.
That's like, that's crazy.
Insane.
And Ohtani, he's deferring all of his money, I guess, right? So he's getting.
But he can't pitch next year, right?
No, he's out. He's not pitching at all.
And he doesn't play the field, so that's a really expensive DH.
Just the DH.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know how baseball gets all this money because it's still not like when I watch the NFL, I see it, right? Like, I see the money. And when I watch the NBA, I see the money. I see the jerseys. I see everything. But baseball, I don't see it. Like, how they
It's the quantity.
Like, how can one team spend $1 billion on two players? it's crazy.
It's sick. I know. And Dodgers, I mean, listen, like I was saying, like in LA, it's the Lakers 1, it's the Dodgers 2, and then probably like USC 3. Like, Dodgers are huge there. They sell out every game.
You know what? Like, everybody's, it's like the girlfriend test, right? Everybody knows who LeBron James is. Every girl does, right?
Yes.
Every girl probably knows now Travis Kelce or like they've heard of somebody in the NFL. I don't know if anybody's girlfriend knows who Shohei Ohtani is.
Probably not.
And that's the MLB's fault, right? That's like they don't know how to market.
But the Asian market, though, the Asian market is massive. So that has a lot to do with it, no?
But like, even I'm just like thinking of my mom, who knows nothing about sports.
Oh, right.
Like, she knows who LeBron James is. She doesn't. I don't know if she necessarily knows who Aaron Judge is. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I get it. Yeah. So, and speaking of Yanks, Juan Soto, perfect fit in the Bronx there. But it's like a 1 year. It's like a rental. So it's, I mean, you think he'll sign? Because they just traded for him.
Yeah, especially since they didn't get Yamamoto, they'll have even more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to let him go, and he's not going to want to leave. He's gonna hit like 100 home runs. Yeah,
loves that.
They have Dominicans like.
Love that short porch. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Why would you leave?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So what's the Mets? What's the Mets plan?
Man.
Poor DJ. Poor Bobby.
Soto next year. They're
hoping for Soto.
For Soto. It's always next year. Always next year. Like a Jet fan. It seems shit.
Yep. Yep. Oh, man.
Bunch of tortured losers.
Loses. But, yeah. So, we'll see. Any plans for New Year's?
Not yet.
I think I'm going to Moscatello's house.
Oh, yeah. Shout to the god. Mount Moss.
I'm going to try to make it through over there also for a minute if I can get away.
Okay. Okay.
I have my aunt turns.
God's got to get back on.
Okay.
My aunt turns 70 on New Year's Day, so we're going out to lunch.
That's cool.
Like,
nice.
So I don't know. I'm just looking forward to the football games, I guess.
Yeah, the college playoff. I know. I want to just like go to sleep and like wake up to those games. Unfortunately, we got to wait all day for them. But yeah, I'm washed. I don't know what we're doing here.
there's NFL Saturday, obviously. Football Sunday, and then the playoff games are on Monday.
Yeah.
Wait, so is there no NFL on Sunday?
No, there is.
Oh, there's a full slate.
Full slate.
Oh, man.
Oh,
and there's
a
game on Saturday. The Cowboys and Lions are like a
Saturday night.
Saturday game.
Yeah.
Ravens Dolphins on Sunday, right?
And a bunch of bowl games Saturday.
Ravens Dolphins, yeah.
That's going to be a big one. Get some champagne and watch some football. Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday is going to be packed. With football, it's great. College and NFL.
Yeah.
It's gonna be nice. Mosk, we got it. If you're listening, we're getting you back on. Don't worry.
Very soon.
That was.
He was like, "How does Tommy DeVito win 3 in a row and I'm not on the podcast?"
I know. I did after the fact. I'm like,
I was like, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, after the fact, I'm like, "Shit." Yeah, he's probably right. Probably. And now you probably won't get that chance. You probably won't get that chance now. Because I think DeVito's sanity is over, unfortunately. But yeah. So.
What did he trademark? He trademarked Cutlet Passing Paisano.
Yeah.
No one called him that though. Why did he feel like he needed?
Yeah.
To
well, like on yeah, the last who, pod, we who, were thinking of names. We didn't. Yeah, that didn't come up at all.
Who else would use the name Passing Paisano?
Passing Paisano.
Come on. Who's the other guy, the Hofstra guy, Giovanni Carmazzi?
Or Vinny Testaverde, you know? He was the first
yeah.
He was the first passing Paisano. You know?
Hey, I'm happy. Hopefully he got, you know, he'll be a backup and he'll still get his money, so.
And what happened to the agent? He got rid of him for all off-season stuff, off-field stuff?
Off the field stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Like I think the agent botched that Italian restaurant thing, right?
Yeah, the one in Morristown, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so like they got to separate that out. Like you handle the contract, and then somebody else, maybe like a manager, handle like the off the field stuff.
Yeah.
And Tommy, he did that for free, right? He ended up just doing it for free.
He did.
Yeah, yeah.
Good guy. Good guy. He went from 10 grand to free. Wow.
I heard the dad, he was doing commercials on WFAN when I was driving the other day.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah.
He's like
plumbing, I think.
Yeah. He was like, if you need a new boiler, you know where to come.
You know. Tommy DeVito.
But you know what? Like, I don't fault any of them because, like, football.
Hell no.
He could just get his back broken in half and then never.
Yeah. Yeah. Take advantage of it while you can.
No, they're being smart.
Like, go get your money. If your dad wants to get his money, get his money. And then
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're being smart.
Yeah.
None of us are talking about Lynn's sanity anymore. Like at that time.
Nope.
Just, you gotta do that.
Yeah. Juice, what's this movie you wanted to talk about?
Okay. So I'm on an action movie kick and just watching action movies, but you guys are gonna throw things at me. I didn't watch it until last night. Top Gun Maverick.
Oh my god, what a flick.
Incredible.
I still haven't seen it, damn.
What?
I know. I wish we could all talk about it. I want to see it. Yeah.
So good. It's so good.
I'll watch it tomorrow.
What's it on?
I was blown away.
What's
it's
on?
Amazon.
Amazon Prime. And you got to watch it. Like, I wish I saw it in the theaters. I think you guys all went when I was.
Yes, we did. We did. Yep.
But man, like, you got to watch it on a big TV with like the sound, surround sound, and. It was incredible. I think it was better than the original. Way better.
I agree. Yeah, I think so too.
And Tom Cruise looks so young.
Who's
he's 60, but like he looks like he's still like in his late 30s or something.
So who
that Scientology genes?
Who's the hottest? Is it Cruise? Is it Miles Teller? Is it is it that guy who's banging Sydney Sweeney? Which one? I don't know that guy's name, but.
Is he with her or something? Or?
They just did some like stupid rom com. Yeah, that's like so predictable. I forget that guy's name, but he's a looker, man. Yeah, you know, not gay, right?
He's a looker.
No, everybody on the movie was great looking. Everybody.
Yeah, I feel like everyone, right?
How about Jennifer Connelly?
Oh, what a smoke!
Wait, she's in that?
Oh.
Yeah, she's still throwing like 85 miles an hour at least.
I thought she was like 70.
Wow.
She's so hot. She's only a couple years younger than Tom. I think she's mid-50s.
Yeah, she looks outstanding.
Jennifer Connelly in...
so hot.
What's the movie where they get locked in the Target? Oh, God. Back in the 90s.
She's riding the pony?
Yeah. What's that movie? I forget the name. Anyway.
But listen, this movie is incredible. Gotta go. I want to watch it again. I woke up this morning. I want to put it on.
Okay. That's I always forget about it, but you just brought it back to my attention, so I'm gonna.
And I saw the original one like a couple months ago, but you don't really need to see the original. You can just watch this one by itself.
Okay. I'll
shout out to Val Kilmer also.
What's that?
Yeah,
Val Kilmer popping in there.
Oh, isn't he like all effed up right now? He's sick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Damn. He was a god. Yeah, definitely got to watch that. Did see Leave the World Behind. Yeah, so.
I didn't watch that yet. Yeah, I got to watch that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's legit.
Dark stuff. hopefully it doesn't come true. What else?
The Obama propaganda piece, right?
Yes, the predictive programming. Yeah. It's kind of funny. We have some tankers in the Red Sea right now getting attacked by some terrorist group called the Houthis, who are like linked to Iran.
The Houthis?
That's like happening in real life. And there's
so chill.
And there's I know, I like that name, right? Houthis. And then there's I think the same week Leave the World Behind came out, there was actually some Chinese hackers.
No more hackers, please.
Big systems. Yeah, Juice, you know all about that, so.
No more.
Everyone's talking about how grim 2024 is going to be. Let's hope that's not the case.
No way. Giants might get a quarterback. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah. Jets will be about to go to the playoffs first time in a million years, and then something crazy will happen probably. They'll cancel this, cancel the season. Yeah. Good stuff. Good times. Good times.
Good times.
Did we forget anything?
What else?
Oh, how about talk to you next year?
I catch you here.
You like that one? Yeah.
Yeah. It's already starting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I got a few of those actually today.
I was off yesterday and today, so tomorrow I will definitely be telling everybody, see you next year.
See you next year.
See you next year.
Yeah, I love the memes for that too. Yeah. So, all right, guys, anything else?
No, I think we got it.
All right, another year in the books. Another year in the books.
We did it, guys.
Congrats. Pat on the back.
Congratulations.
All right. Take care.
Happy New Year.
Comey.
Happy New Year, Jerry's.
Nick down one. Hey. Nick down one.
Let's go. Oh. Go Dawgs. Peace.